Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
All right, and what state are you registered to vote in?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, all right. All right, so with what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, all right. And what year were you born in?
55.
1955, all right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I will vote.
All right. So almost certain, would that be then?
Yes.
All right. So if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country as of right now?
Economy.
The economy? All right. So the economy. All right. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, so meaning 4 years ago, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
All right. And then thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
All right. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? And the first person is Donald Trump.
0.
2, all right. And what about Joe Biden?
100%.
100%, all right. So thinking about this election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Democratic, all right. If the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Eric Hovde or Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy Baldwin, all right. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump or Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Joe Biden.
Do you trust Joe Biden somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Now, if you could please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Someone agree.
All right. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat agree.
All right. So now if you could tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less, what would make you much less, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to support Joe Biden for president. And if it makes no difference, you can also mention that if you would like. So the first one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Much agree.
So would that be much more likely then?
Yeah, much more likely, yeah.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, so they continue to work essential jobs essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much agree.
Much more likely then?
Yeah, much more likely, yeah.
All right. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have been working in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much likely to agree.
All right. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more agree.
All right. A program that grants work permits to temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to release pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Much likely to agree.
All right. Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much likely.
All right. Please, if you could please indicate whether you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
More likely?
So for this one, would you be very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
A little concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Little concern.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities.
What were the options again?
Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
Much agree.
All right. Would you be very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all?
I'm very concerned.
All right.
Very concerned.
And Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
All right. So now I'm going to read you two different approaches, one that former President Trump has and one that President Biden has. And if you could tell me which one comes closest to your opinion. So Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. And Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in the country for over a decade. So which approach comes closest to your own view?
The Biden one.
Joe Biden somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer, Biden.
All right. After hearing some more information, just let me ask you one last time. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat Joe Biden.
As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or without papers in this country?
No.
All right. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? And the list goes MSNBC or CNN, Instagram, WhatsApp, YouTube, Spanish language radio programs, TikTok, Facebook, Fox News Channel website, Univision or Telemundo, OAN or Newsmax. Do you use any of those to get any of your news or information from?
No, I don't.
All right. Finally, we just have the last two questions for statistical purposes. So from which country or territory does your family trace their heritage from?
Mexico.
Mexico, all right. Were you born on the United States mainland or in some other country?
Yeah, United States.
Were either of your parents born on another country or in the U.S.?
No, they were born in the U.S.
In the U.S., all right. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Do you speak like always Spanish or always English or more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally or more English than Spanish. All right. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Very short Democrat.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
What is the last year of schooling that you completed?
12th grade.
12th grade, all right. What is your religion?
Catholic.
Catholic, all right. And finally, just strictly for verification purposes, can I have only your first name, please?
Daniel.
Daniel, alright. Daniel, alright, perfect. So thank you so much for your time, Daniel. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. So could I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study that we may contact in the future? And feel free to say no if you don't want to. No worries.
Yeah, you can call me back.
All right, perfect. Well, then, thank you so much. This will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye.